Hey loves, you're welcome to the Self-Pod Podcast, where we embark on a journey to self-discovery as we talk about self-love, self-esteem, self-care, and self-betterment, because the goal is to become the best versions of ourselves, and I'm hoping we can do that together. I'm your host, Sophie, so let's get into it. Hey, welcome back to the Self-Pod Podcast, and if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. I love that you guys relate to this podcast so much, because I keep getting messages, and it makes me happy that I'm doing something right. So today's topic is on love and attachment. I feel this topic is very necessary, especially in this period of quarantine where we are away from some of our loved ones and everything seems pretty confusing. I'm just trying to make sense of everything and to remind you that you are not alone. You're not the only one who's dealing with this. Hopefully, after listening to this episode, things would be a lot clearer for you. This topic, love and attachments, is very special to me because the difference is one I had to learn on my own. That's why I can speak so deeply about it. You know, the thing with love and attachment is, most times we tend to confuse the two, and other times we feel like they mean the same thing. But truthfully, they are polar opposites. There might be a thin line between them, but there is a line. For me, I think a very simplified way to define attachment would be what a baby feels for its mother. That sense of clinginess, of helplessness, because attachment comes from a place of helplessness. Or fear, because you don't want to lose a person, usually because they fulfill a particular need that you have, or they make you feel complete in a way that you've not learned to be on your own. So without them, you feel like you can't function. That's why you put so much effort into the relationship, just so you can gain the attention. And by relationship, I mean friendship as well. With attachment, you're just concerned with how they make you feel. But love, on the other hand, is freeing. Because here, you're not just focused on how they make you feel, but you're thinking about how you make them feel as well. It's easier, at least in comparison to attachments, where you have to deal with so many negative emotions. The fact is, when you step out of the fear of losing somebody, that's when you'll be able to love them in an unconditional way. I think the purest form of love is detached love. Everybody's always saying, how can you love somebody when you are detached, when you don't care so much? But detached love doesn't mean you don't care about the person. It just means that you are aware that you do not own this person, but you love them for who they are and not for who you want them to be. But you know, even when it seems like there's a glaring difference between love and attachment, I feel like this line gets blurred way too often. I think almost everybody has been guilty of attachment at some point, and most times we don't even know it. We just feel like we're loving hard. The thing between love and attachment is, genuine love flows, but attachment grips. And this grip may feel like you are loving too hard, or you're putting your all into a connection, you're doing something good. But it's just attachment masked as love. I had a conversation about this topic with my friend recently, and she said to me that she feels it's a thin line between love and attachment. But for me, I feel, yeah, there is a thin line. It's safe to say there's a thin line, but there are some signs that will let you know that what you're experiencing is attachment and not love. Although we are currently experiencing a pandemic and everything is heightened, so it's easy to feel anxious or to be bothered in a somewhat normal way. But there's some signs of attachment that you absolutely cannot miss. Attachment comes with fear, dependency, excessive worry, or possessiveness. Attachment is controlling. For example, attachment would make you convince a person that you're attached to not to hang out with others or not to be friends with other people. On surface level, this may seem to the other person that you're being protective, or maybe the jealousy is, for lack of better words, cute. But It's manipulation. Because an attached person always wants to focus on them and only them, and that's very unhealthy. It's different from love, because we love, you care about the other person's happiness too. You're aware that they're different from you, they're separate from you, and so they have things that make them happy. It doesn't bother you that they do things that make them happy. If you're in a love bond, you wouldn't put your needs above the needs of the other person or place them in situations requiring ultimatums. If it's love and truly love, you'd respect them and care about their happiness as well. You know, attachment and love come with different feelings. Attachment makes you feel worried or anxious when you are away from the person that you are attached to, but love makes you miss them. With attachments, you obsessively want the attention. You can't seem to function without it, but love doesn't feel like that. If I'm being honest, we've all been here. When you're attached to somebody, you could tend to put this person or this particular relationship above all others in your life. You build your walls around them and you expect them to do the same for you, regardless of the consequences. And sadly, with attachments, you never truly know the other person because it's just surface level, even if it doesn't seem like that for you. You're happy that you feel good around this person, or you appreciate the validation they consistently dish out to you, or the fact that they feed your self-esteem. But love is deeper than these things. Love comes with curiosity. You are interested, genuinely interested in the other person, and you want to learn everything about them so you could create a connection. Attachment feels transactional. I love you because you do this for me. That means in the event that they do not do that thing for you, that seeming feeling of love would fade. Love is not like that. And strangely, I feel attachment wouldn't encourage growth, because an attached person may feel like growth would make you do away with them. And that's not something you should feel in a love bond. I feel in love, you shouldn't always be walking on eggshells or dimming your light just so someone else doesn't feel it's shining too bright. In love, you should encourage the other person to be the best versions of themselves, whether it means you're going to lose them or not. I don't think people realize how dangerous attachments could be. It's like a drug, because without the person you're attached to, you can't be happy. You're constantly anxious. And if worst case scenario, they leave you, you'd go through withdrawal or maybe even slip into depression because of how attached you were or you are to them. Love doesn't and shouldn't feel like that. If you're in a healthy relationship, you would notice that it's freeing. It doesn't take so much from you and you're allowed to be yourself. I think attachment comes with idolizing your partner, putting them on a pedestal. But love sees everything for what it truly is and accepts this. Contrary to what we think, attachment doesn't just emotionally harm the person that is attached. It bothers the person on the receiving end as well, because it could be quite frustrating and draining and tiring to be everything for a person just to make them happy. It's almost like nothing you ever do is going to be enough, because they keep taking from you and not giving you as much. It could feel like an unending relay race where you keep passing the baton of your peace of mind to a person and not getting the same back, and that could be draining. Like they're continuously drinking from your energy can and not refilling it. Nobody wants to be in that place. And sometimes it's easy to blame the person that's attached or to criticize them. But the thing with attachment is that it's not your fault. It's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. Like most of our problems, it comes from our childhood, how we were raised, because that's when we develop our attachment styles. Our attachment style shapes our future. It's what determines how we would love or how we would behave in our relationships or friendships. And that's a topic I'll be speaking on soon, attachment styles. Because how you approach the people in your life or how you approach your relationships, which of course includes friendships, has so much to do with how you were raised. Which is why I always feel like it's necessary to ask those that you're forming close relationships with how their childhood was like. Because when you know that, you'd learn so much about them emotionally. But the thing is, regardless of how you formed your attachment style, you can unlearn it. All you have to do is be conscious in your relationships so you can realize when you're displaying any of the signs that show that you have an unhealthy attachment style and try to let it go. Love and attachments have nothing to do with each other. Contrary to what it may seem, love is very different from attachments. They are polar opposites. Love is empathy, understanding, and forgiveness. Love is communicating, even if you would rather walk away. It's knowing that even if you are grateful to have someone in your life, you would be okay if it doesn't work out. And most especially, love is working on you to become the best version of yourself. Because when you become the best version of yourself, that makes you a better person. That means you've been able to heal your emotional wounds and you would be able to meet people in love. It may seem like this is a lot to take in or this is something you can't do, but truly, this is not a day's job. Even if I speak so deeply about this, I'm equally still learning to love without attachments, and there's no shame in being a person who has to deal with this. The goal is just to get a bit better at it today than you were yesterday. If you can do that, then trust me, you're doing something right. Hopefully this word spoke to you and helped you realize that you have some streaks of attachment that you never paid attention to until now. And although that might be a difficult thing to accept, I hope that from now on, you'd be more intentional about your connections with others and with yourself. I'm certain that these words would find you when you need them. So please be gentle with yourself. Talk soon.